USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The threat of tariffs on Mexico taken away. President Trump confirming it with a pair of tweets saying that the Mexican government and the U.S. have reached a deal under which the government of Mexico will help stop the flow of migrants towards the southern U.S. border. Mexico's foreign minister says it was a case of true compromise.
I think it's a fair balance because they have more drastic measures and proposals at the start, and we reached some middle point.
And the U.S. State Department says it amounts to an unprecedented series of steps to curb irregular migration. Hillary Clinton is mourning the loss of her brother. Clinton announcing in a tweet today that Tony Rodham passed away last night, although there is no indication of the cause of death. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Galveston Bay remains the focus of a search by Texas authorities for a local police chief who fell overboard from a fishing boat yesterday. Kima Police Chief Chris Reed said to have been knocked off the vessel near Texas City when it caught a wake from a larger passing vessel. A hiker's been found alive after being reported missing for 6 days in the Arkansas wilderness. The 37-year-old man was found dehydrated but in good spirits and otherwise good condition. U.S. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia pushing for increased election security ahead of the 2020 presidential election. He says in the Democrats' weekly address, Russia clearly hacked the 2016 balloting and could act again if safeguards aren't in place.
Using an army of internet trolls, Russia flooded social media with fake news and propaganda designed to sow discord and divide Americans through our news feeds.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Belmont Stakes later today will be closing out the Triple Crown horse racing season. The favorite to win today's race at Belmont in New York is Tacitus, which came in third in the Kentucky Derby. There won't be a Triple Crown winner this year after Country House won the Kentucky Derby but didn't run in the Preakness. Preakness winner War of Will is predicted to come in second at Belmont today. Race time, 6:48 p.m. Eastern. Wisconsin joining New York State in flying the Pride flag all this month. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
Sounds of cheers as a gay pride rainbow flag gets raised over the Wisconsin State Capitol for the very first time as part of LGBTQ Month. On Friday, Governor Tony Evers issued an executive order stating that the Pride flag will be flown over the state capitol building for the rest of June. The order came the same week that New York's state government also raised the rainbow flag over its capitol for the first time. The Wisconsin order also allows any state building to follow suit. But GOP State Representative Scott Allen says it's divisive, tweeting, "Is this any more appropriate than erecting the Christian flag over the capitol?" For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And Queen Elizabeth's official birthday being marked with a parade in London. She turned 93 in April. Her birthday was celebrated earlier today with the annual Trooping the Color Parade near Buckingham Palace. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.